So now we're at verse 1 for the acoustic guitar. Let's take a look at just the first 6 measures. Here's what we'll have. So we need a C chord, finger 3 on the 5th string 3rd fret, finger 2 on the 4th string 2nd, and then finger 1 on the 2nd string 1st. We'll strum 5 strings, not the 6th. The pattern down, down, up, down, up, down, 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 up. That's the pattern for one measure. One more time. So we'll have one measure of that. The second measure will be a C major 7, so take the first finger off. The third measure will be a C7. Put the first finger back, and then instead give me the 4th finger on the 3rd string, 3rd fret. We'll have a full measure of this. And then we have our F chord, however you want to play it. And we stop right there. It only gets 3 beats. 1, 2, 3. On the 4th beat, I want to hit the 4th string, 2nd fret. And you can hear a little ghost stroke in there if you want to strum it. Don't worry about that. But we do want that on the 4th beat. From here, we go to a D chord. And that's finger 1 on the 3rd string 2nd. Finger 2 is on the 1st string 2nd. Finger 3, you're on the 2nd string 3rd. This is a full measure. And with the D chord, just aim for the first 4 strings. And then we have a full measure of G. And this G is just your top string 3rd fret, 5th string 2nd, and then your 1st string 3rd fret. I'm using the 2nd finger up there on the 6th string, then finger 1 on the 5th, finger 3 on the 1st. You could very well use the 3rd finger on the 6th string, 2nd finger on the 5th, and then your 4th finger on the 1st string 3rd fret. Doesn't matter. In this measure, though, this is where the bass walks up. So while we're staying on the G chord, the bass will be going boom. So you hear that walking in the background, but we'll stay on the G chord. Now let's take a look at the next 3 measures of this verse.